always great to get together once a month with our tremendous friends from the Hackettstown Free Public Library just to talk about events and things that are happening nowadays at the library. It's a monthly segment that we call Check It Out. And my guest who's joining me live in the RNJ main studio is the director of the Hackettstown Free Public Library. Great to welcome back Jerry Galante to the RNJ main studio. Welcome back, my friend. Good to see you.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing well. Thank you. And there's a buzz around town about all the great programming and all the cool stuff that you and the crew and the staff that you have at the library are putting together, and it's getting attention. It's really getting noticed.
Oh, good. I hope so. Thank you.
Great work by you and everybody there at the library that's doing the programming and all the other things. So you're here to catch us up on a couple things that are coming up?
Yeah, in February, which is only a few days away now, if you could believe it.
Hard to believe, right?
Yeah. We have what we call Blind Date with a Book, which is we take books, typically fiction, but not necessarily, and they are wrapped. And on the front is a little heart with some interesting information about what the book is. So you don't technically know what the book is until you take it out and you take it home. So it's a little fun mystery, but we think people will enjoy it. And if you come on in, it's right as soon as you come in. So that's one of the fun things that we're doing for this month.
I like it. Okay.
We have also, we just purchased end cap displays. So you'll see them change monthly. Right now, there's a lot of February-related things. So there's romance stories. There's anti-romance stories. There's Black History Month, so come on down and take a look at those too. Like I said, they'll rotate monthly, so there'll always be something new to see that you won't necessarily just, you know, discover unless you walk down a bunch of different aisles in the building.
Cool, we'll look for that. That's good.
So in terms of adult programs coming up, we have, starting on January 30th, the first one of these, we're calling it Booking and Cooking. It is a cookbook book club. So essentially, you take out a cookbook from our collection, and according to the theme, you make something from that cookbook.
Okay.
And bring in the food and the recipe, and everybody just sits, eats, and talks about if they had difficulty making it or what, and you can share the recipe with everybody.
That sounds terrific.
It's a lot of fun.
Wow.
It's no pressure compared to a regular book club. You don't have to have, you know, the 7 points that you took out of the text or anything like that. It's way more fun. January's theme is cake and donuts. So who doesn't like that?
That's terrific. And right? You sit down and you enjoy everybody's creations and you talk about the recipes.
Exactly.
That's wonderful.
Yeah.
I love that.
February 8th, we have embroidered greeting cards. So if you have, you know, that special someone in your life and you want to make them a little greeting card, they basically just string and you sort of put it through the paper and you can make any kind of design you want. You know, typically hearts, but whatever you'd like.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot of fun. I recommend that. On February 15th, we have two programs. We have a resume workshop with Nancy from Centenary University, who's going to help you if you need help fixing up your resume, crafting a resume, and what have you. I mean, right now, it's a great thing for people to have available to
them.
Yeah,
that's a good one, sure.
And we also have an evening book club, and they're reading Nita Prose's The Maid, which is a really popular book right now. So if you get a chance, you can join them that night. February 16th, we have a really exciting program. Greens Beans is doing a pour-over coffee tasting. And sort of, you know, learn how to do the process and try out a couple of their brews and, you know, just sit around, have some coffee.
That's excellent.
It's a lot of fun. And on February 22nd, we have something we're calling the Memory Cafe. So Johan from House of the Good Shepherd is going to come by, and people who are experiencing memory loss, memory problems, or their caregivers and family can come. There'll be an activity, something fun for everybody to get involved with. But also, you know, people can come and share their experiences. So, you know, not everybody's knows what to do in this circumstance. And you want to talk to somebody who's sharing a similar, you know, feelings.
Sure.
So it's a nice thing to have. And we feel like that's probably going to be a monthly thing as long as we have enough people to continue it.
Okay.
So, yeah. So if you're, you know, if any of those sound interesting to you or you have an idea for something else, you could feel free to email us about that.
Good programs. And I'm glad you brought up Johan because he came by here to say hello when he first came on at House of the Good Shepherd.
Mm-hmm.
I look at guys like him and the passion and the dedication that he brings to his work. And I see you when you come here every month and you're bringing that same level. The future of this area is in some very good hands.
Oh, thank you.
I'm an old guy, so somebody's going to be taking care of me someday. But when I look at the young people that are making decisions and moving the needle forward in Northwest Jersey, I put you and I put him and a handful of other people that are really moving things forward in this part of the state. So you're in some really good company with
him.
Thank
you. Yeah, he's really great. I had brought this to him and he said, absolutely, let's do it. He was super excited about it. And I'm super excited about it. Wonderful. So hopefully stuff. This works out and it's really great.
Good so, stuff. Yeah. So yeah. There's great programs coming up. Website, social media, want to tell where people can follow you there?
Sure. It's HackettstownLibrary.org is our website, our social media. We have an Instagram, we have a Facebook. We just started a Pinterest, so you can take a look on there. We have a YouTube channel that we're going to start adding content to. So yeah, definitely check it out. We actually just had a recent author talk with Eric J. Matluck, who's a local Hackettstown author. And he brought his new book, The Judges, read from it, answered questions and stuff. The video recording of that is available on our YouTube channel.
Those are fun. Oh, good.
Yeah, and he's actually going to come back in March and do a program about self-publishing. So if you're interested in that and that's something you want to try, look for that and register for it.
That's great information. Yeah, that'll be a good one. Jerry Galante, director of the Hackettstown Free Public Library, thanks for our monthly get-together. Again, great work, great programs. Who says the library is not a cool place to go to? You just rattled off. I want to go to all those, everything that you
yeah,
just mentioned
Yeah, that's
there.
Just for adults, too.
Man, really good stuff. Thanks again. Have a great weekend. We'll see you again soon.
Thank you. You too. Happy New Year.